That was... Omari Banks, yes. Music from Anguilla. And we started off this special on Anguilla with his father, Banksy Banks. Banky Banks. And finished with Omari Banks himself. And he was a cricket player. Now he's a reggae artist. The track, Oh Africa. And before that, British Dependency, Do You. This from 2013. So ended with a couple new reggae tracks of Anguilla. And thank you for all the artists there. Only 13,000 people. So I think that's less than the students we have up here at Simon Fraser University. But still, some very, very top-notch music. And yeah, definitely worth a visit. So this is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from a mountain called Burnaby, also online at cjsf.ca. And next we're going to go somewhere completely different. We're going to go to the Soviet Union in the late 70s. This is some pretty freaky stuff. I don't know how this music managed to be released, but it did, and it's a beautiful thing. This is Yuri Morozov with a track that somebody with not a great understanding of the Russian language would call Nizyasnimoy on Wandering Rhythms. I'm gonna go get some more.
On the dark, you're searching for up in the sky. On the dark, you're searching for me.
Some blow, he thinks he's rocked, rocked here tonight though. body, are you on your yay again? How you think that that affects your girl, Adrian? Fucking Homo sapiens. I honestly would off myself before I went that way again. I already have walked through hell. Chatty Cathy addicts in this club that has a rotten smell. Nasty backroom habits in this club that smells like Taco Bell. See a girl, jaw jerking from the fistful of pills that she took. Twitching on beat with Pitbull. Twitching on beat. I don't like this particular song by Pitbull. It sounds like something that comes from someone's shithole. Shit. That is only my opinion of the club itself. When you're sober, the experience is something else. I've had enough of the clubs and the drugs and the wannabe artist G nightclub thugs. I've had enough of the scrubs and their mugs when they wanna be offering a nice nut rub. For the drugs, they do it for the drugs. Scrubby little Aussies trading pussy for some drugs. For the drugs, they do it for the drugs. Thuggin' little homies taking pussy for some drugs.
I didn't even wanna come here tonight. Wouldn't go if I didn't have to. I'm here right now and I wanna smack you. No, I don't care about your thuggin' tattoos. Did you hear me ask you? Spittin' with every word that you speak in the spit from your lips. It is covering me in the wettest of messes. And honestly, see, I don't think I can handle you talking to me. Why rock to the beat? That's what I came for, obviously. You came to bring your cocaine A-game. All about a young girl run up on the drunk boy who's giving you the tongue swirl. All of the people I see, I believe are on E and I'm eager to leave.
Let's go.
Buddy is following me cause I left in the midst of him talking to me. Rock to the beat, yeah. I came for the show, obviously. What? You came for the blow, bro. You gotta get a little bit of help. The volume of the party and it's venom to the health. Really, I came to perform. Everything else is way out of my norm. Rather be happily home in the crib with a pencil and pad and the juice in my fridge. If it wasn't for the fact this is my show, guarantee that I'd be at my home. Why's the DJ playing Pitbull in my show? And for the last time, I don't know where to buy blow.
I've had enough of the clubs and the drugs and the wannabe artist G nightclub thugs. I've had enough of the scrubs and their mugs when they wanna be offering a nice nut rub. For the drugs, they do it for the drugs. Scrubby little Aussies trading pussy for some drugs. For the drugs, they do it for the drugs. Thuggin' little homies taking pussy for some drugs.
Wandering Rhythms on CJSF.ca. And you just heard some disgruntled hip-hop from the West Coast. Sorry if that was offensive in any way. That was an artist named Illtone. And track Up In My Head. He doesn't like going to the clubs anymore. That's, you know, that's a pretty good message, I guess, to not do drugs and get silly at the clubs and just go to drink coffee instead. Illtone, Up In My Head, title track from a new EP on Urbnet, and I think he's kind of talking about Whistler. He apparently was based there for a while, now he's in Vancouver, but yeah, big party culture up in Whistler. And before that we heard Alpha, A-L-F-A, he's the singer, Ismaila Alpha, vocalist, and a full band in that one, lots of brass. And the track from the record Harmattan, the track was Tired. So those are both new records here on the CJSF playlist. And before that, a Manitoba dub reggae group called The Beatdown meets Hugo Moody. And the track, Sailing the Sea. All right, and just enough time for one last track on this here program. This is Wandering Rhythms, and I'm Nick Legacy. I thank you for sharing your attention, a very precious commodity in this era. And I'm going to play a track from a group called Terrakaft out of Mali. This group formed sort of as the next incarnation. I'm saying these things wrong. Tinariwen is the group that influenced Terrakaft. Tinariwen still going strong and actually performing here in Vancouver in August. So take a look if you want to come to see Tinariwen. So this is Desert Blues from Mali, African guitar playing, and Terrakaft, a newer band than Tinariwen, a little bit more rockier, you could say, their sound. And this is their brand new record called Alone. Tenere in their language. So, yeah, the record, or the song's called Tafuk Tele. Here's Terrakaft closing out Wandering Rhythms for the week. So thanks so much for listening, and much love to all humans out there. This is Wandering Rhythms signing off. Good day. Enjoy the warm weather.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of CanadaLand, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
Kick off summer at the intersection of community, culture, and sport at the Concord Pacific Dragon Boat Festival. Experience the continent's best dragon boat racing, headliner music shows including acts Hey Ocean and Manila Gray, a cultural pavilion and demonstrations, local marketplace and food vendors, and all kinds of family-friendly activities. The festival takes place on June 22nd and June 23rd at False Creek and has free entry.
This is Bird Note. I'm Ade Ben Salahuddin, an evolutionary biologist in training.
New Haven, please.
It was about 8 a.m. when I stepped off the bus from my overnight summer job, nearly home and ready to sleep. But a sound made me realize I had one more thing to do. A young American robin, still stuck in the chain-link fence where I'd seen it 14 hours earlier. I don't normally intervene, but I'd told myself that if the bird was still there in the morning, I'd try to help. Donning gloves, I tried to gently pull the fledgling out, careful to not injure its wings. After a few attempts, the bird still wouldn't budge. As I paused to reassess, an older black lady approached from up the street. Understanding the problem, she whipped out a purple handkerchief and in 30 seconds dislodged the robin and passed it to me. The woman explained how she grew up in the rural South and had always wanted to become a veterinarian, but was dissuaded by her family before life took over. She said how happy she was to see me out there, and as the bird flew away with its mother, she remarked in awe, "God wanted us to meet this morning." I left with two things when we parted ways: a fond memory and that purple handkerchief, a torch passed from a generation of black naturalists who never got their chance. This week is Black Birders Week. To learn how to participate, follow the hashtag Black Birders Week on social media and visit birdnote.org.